Sunday, the 25th of July, is a 19 universal date. And again, we have one of those moments where the mind is really activated. 25 reduces to 7, 19 reduces to 10 and 1. 1 and 7 are in the mind triad. So you feel inspired as your thoughts sparkle with brilliant ideas. I know it is a Sunday, but you know, the 19th universal date is very connected to Sunday. Sunday is the day we celebrate the sun, and 19 is the Prince of Heaven number, which is the number of the sun. So inspiration strikes, and you can start something fresh. And the quiet time is very important as well. 25 reduced to 7 is the seventh month, so it is a great time to take a time out, and of course a weekend day. So, and engaging with nature is important as well. Mother Earth is calling you for spiritual sustenance. Your intuitive aha downloads facilitate a new beginning or a new approach. Guard against overanalyzing or worrying about the future. This is something the mind can get into, right? When the monkey mind gets activated, the thought stream in your mind is based on the past. So unless it's something practical that has to do with planning or practical matters, the mind is not really a good go-to source for looking at your life. And so be aware of overanalyzation or worrying. Instead, focus on what you want to learn or how you're growing, and listen closely to others as well, especially as your inner voice has tremendous wisdom today and inspires you to just have a new perspective, which is what living in the moment is all about. Now, Mercury, the planet of the lower mind, the practical mind, is opposite Pluto. So this is a great time to investigate a topic in detail, do your research, especially uncovering secrets. Self-awareness through deep soul searching or therapy is greatly supported. You're going to have intense, deep conversations under this transit. However, guard against battling others or discarding facts to prove a point. Positive transformation is a great gift under this transit if you allow yourself to reach deeply into hidden drivers, the unconscious, which is what Pluto brings to the surface, those underlying motivations and programming that you're not aware of and now becoming aware of, right? Clearing the air, purging them for amazing breakthroughs. Be careful not to get obsessed on an idea or a person. Your power and influence are greatly heightened, and they must be used to serve, not to gain superiority. Always look at all sides, and only then will the truth reveal itself, right? In that place of impartiality, in objectivity. Monday, the 26th of July, opens up a code of 20, which is the universal date. So 26 is 8, 20 is 2. This is the manifestation triad being activated as you balance courage and leadership with inner peace. So opportunities to be consciously engaged with successful outcomes are greatly enhanced when 26 is activated because of the number 8. So this means financial abundance is attained by implementing a new approach or adopting a new direction. Your intuition is very powerful today. Allow yourself to listen and to take the lead based on your intuitive guidance. One-on-one conversations are very much empowered through intimate connection and inclusiveness. Understand the tremendous force of your will to bring inspirational ideas into reality. So divine intelligence is speaking through you and creating this practical manifestation. On a personal level, you can deeply merge with another. Your listening and responding in a natural, unforced way creates healing and instills confidence. The moon is opposite Venus, so moon transits just last for a day. And this one is helping you connect to your deepest feelings. Some may be buried under your unconscious, but you want to turn to beauty with Venus to keep you emotionally balanced. You may feel a little moody during parts of the day. You just need more affection and love, and that can also be you giving affection and love. So resolve any tensions in your intimate relationships if need be. Share your love and dive into a creative project. You feel very sensual. And so one thing to guard against with Moon opposite Venus is a sweet tooth or overstimulation. Spend some time alone to nurture your heart and feel in harmony with who you are. Focus on art, focus on music, beautiful scents, right? Beautiful flowers, anything that makes you feel pleasure and allows you to feel affection and keep you emotionally balanced. Then Wednesday, the 27th of July, we have a 21 universal date, which ties into the 21st century and the 12 universal month for July. So we have a double 3-3, and we have the number 27, which is the number of unconditional love and compassion and wisdom, leadership through love. So you're letting go of bygones, and as a result, you feel happily engaged with your life and the people in your life and the projects in your life. So it's a wonderful day to go out, to socialize, to feel romantic, to allow your imagination to flow because it's on a high. So be sure to express yourself either in conversation or through a creative project. Wear your heart on your sleeve. You feel very optimistic and grateful. And today the moon conjuncts Neptune in Pisces. And this is such a sensitive, receptive, compassionate, kind, mystical, extrasensory, psychic. I mean, this is just such a great feeling, deeply feeling energy. You just feel, basically. Your heart is just lit up. You're wearing your heart on your sleeve. Your dream life is intense. And those mystical experiences through Neptune and Pisces are allowing you to dive into some mystical subjects if you so desire. So you feel spiritually very connected to Source, to the universe, to the cosmos. Your heart is wide open and you're open to share unconditional love. Wednesday, the 28th of July, brings a code of 22, which is a master number, the architect of peace number. And it allows you to focus on your home, but also on new beginnings. You're setting new boundaries, maybe, as you expand your capacity to embrace unexplored options. Your mind is open to unexpected directions and a change of perspective. Ideas inspire you to take a new approach, which can help you reap major dividends. 22-4 is about working, creating that great organizational power to make sure that the paradigm shift that you're experiencing is implemented and manifested and grounded. It's a day to focus on home and family and getting your environment in order to create a new energy surge, a new space. The moon trines Mercury, so you're in touch with your feelings, your intuition, and your intellect. They're all merged into one. You have wonderful clarity today. Reading situations and people is easy as your perception and intuition are magnified. Your ability to express your ideas is also enhanced in all kinds of communication. You communicate with joy and with optimism. This is so favorable for any conversations you have with others, but also for stimulating a wealth of ideas, either for yourself or in the presence of others. Meeting with friends and family that you have can be very heart-centered and feel very nourishing. And deeper discussions are also favored. Then on Thursday the 29th, we have a very powerful astronumerology code activated. The 29th, of course, reduces to 11. And today, the date adds up to 23, which is the royal star, the lion number. 11 is the intuitive. It is a number of powerful new beginnings and leadership. And so this is an incredible moment of just allowing new ideas to appear, new life directions to possibly take place, you know, helping you to change for tremendous growth. You want to take risks. you're open to making quick decisions and just be very, very free. Feel that sense of freedom. Now, the reason this code is amazing is because Mars is opposite Jupiter on the 29th, and they're both at 29 degrees, which is incredible. So it opens up a triple 29 code, and that is a triple 11 portal as well. So there's leadership, there's inspiration, being present, being a teacher, you know, being allowing life to bring you those wonderful growth experiences. In any case, you with Mars opposite Jupiter, you have a lot of energy to begin something and a very strong desire to make positive decisions or transactions. And this really favors business success, getting recognition for an accomplishment. So as long as you guard against impulsiveness, because Jupiter expands everything it touches, so when it's opposite Mars, there can be sometimes an impatience that happens or an aggressiveness. So you just want to be firm and strong and not impulsive. And so this energy is very, very positive. You want to use it wisely. You don't want to burn the candle at both ends, though, which can also happen with Mars and Jupiter. So you feel very energized, very sensual, and you have the courage to confront any situation that's not for your highest good. So moderate your energy resources so you don't run out of steam. Then Friday the 30th, we have a code of 30, of course, merging with the 12 universal month, both reduced to 3. And then the whole date adds up to 15, the spiritual alchemist. This is such a beautiful code of alchemy, of flowing energy, heart-centered energy, communicating joy and love, not using your mind to do so, but really entering situations from a heart-centered perspective and devoting yourself to a creative project as well that nurtures your imagination. This also helps with financial flow because the date adds up to 15, which is not only the spiritual alchemist, but reduces to 6, which is the number of abundance and love and compassion. The moon is square to Pluto today, so you're discovering how to use your intuition to feel more emotionally empowered. So the more conscious and self-aware you are of both light and dark, the greater your perception of energy is and your ability to read people and situations. You may feel heightened emotions today. Certainly your emotional excitement can be stronger, so be patient and breathe. Remember, any moon transits only last for the day. They're just a few hours long. So if you feel a reaction coming on, focus on discovering an internal awakening instead of projecting that outwards, right? So this transit can really bring a lot of deep discoveries. And then we have Saturday, the 31st of July, the final day of July. This date adds up to 16. So we have the genius number 31 merged with the number of intuitive awakening 16. This is very much where inspiration is going to be filled with an ingenious approach and out-of-the-box thinking. 31 thinks outside the box. 31 is an enigma. And so your inner genius creates a tremendous amount of brilliant breakthroughs now. Innovation and intuition blend beautifully. Research inspires breakthroughs and unexpected downloads amplify your inventive side. Show devotion to your projects. Show devotion to the people in your life. Discipline, 31 reduces to 4, right? So discipline allows you to plan, and an attunement to source allows you to strive only for what brings wonderful fulfillment. And of course, that's the number 16-7. So this is a beautiful last day of July, and it's coupled with, in the heavens, Moon square the Sun and Mercury. It was very interesting aspect here. It is a Saturday, and what I do recommend is that you take a day off, if at all possible. This is a day of readjustment. So you need to take time to rest so you can recalibrate and receive downloads about whatever is evolving and unfolding in your life. Definitely don't engage in heated discussions. And any tension that you feel. You know, this is about turning away from that thought stream in your mind and turning to your heart instead. So any tension you feel, you can channel into sharing your feelings or writing down your feelings. And if you share your feelings, to do so, of course, with someone you trust implicitly. So your mind will definitely be activated, but also your intuition. So use the intuition and just use the mind for practical matters. As always, be creative if you have any nervous tension. So it's a very exciting month in so many ways, and it prepares us for August, which will be a 13 universal month. And there is a powerful lunation on August 8th that's happening, 8-8 as well. So August is going to be a game changer of a month in terms of courage, leadership, strength, and just taking inner authority of your life. So lots to look forward to. July is laying the groundwork for that. Though there's a lot of changeable energy, it's going to be grounded and implemented in August. So enjoy your month of July, and I very much look forward to seeing you in August. Lots of love.